The recording that follows is of Dolly Vernick Wasserman, the sister of Jacob Vernick, and therefore the aunt of Seymour Vernick, Claire Vernick McGuire, and Rhoda Vernick Mindus. The interview was conducted by Claire Vernick McGuire on October 24th, 1982, at the residence of Jerry and Maxine Wasserman in Lexington, Massachusetts. Jerry Wasserman is Dolly Vernick Wasserman's son and is therefore the cousin of Seymour, Claire, and Rhoda. Jerry and Maxine Wasserman were present for the interview. The recording was originally on cassette tape and is digitized here by James McGuire, Claire Vernick McGuire's son, on January 20th, 2024.
You were telling me about your mother having come from a rich family.
Well, I wasn't very curious about my father.
Okay, tell me.
I came to me.
Oh, no.
So, firstly, where were you living? Well, they were in a town called Lipovitz.
Lipovitz.
My father was born in a town called Lipovitz.
And how near
he was? A rabbi's a grandson, and his father was a rabbi that taught the Talmud to the older boys.
Uh-huh.
And my father's mother passed away, and they were very young kids. Then when they got bigger, they were four daughters and two sons.
That was my grandfather, and
he had four sisters,
and one was Tante Shifra.
Tante Shifra.
And one was Tante Vela.
Tante Vega, Tante Malta, Tante Shifra.
Tante Malta was your father's?
Sure.
She was so nice.
All my father's sisters were nice.
No, Shifra was not.
Of course, you know why? Because you lived in that house and you knew all about it.
Yeah, she really was. But Martha was, she was the one who was married to the pastor.
The rabbi's son.
Well, he was a pastor in
the Methodist man.
A what?
Methodist man.
Who was married? I don't know even if it were on your side.
No, so he was the one.
There was someone who was
like me with a fellow beard.
No, I don't remember him at all. There was somebody in my family who was married to a plasterer who did the angels and the picking movie theater, you know, that kind of plastering, the art plastering. That's probably on the other side. Okay, everybody. Go. He had four sisters and one brother.
He got four sisters and one brother.
Okay.
There were two sons and four daughters. Then my Sadie got very sick. And three of his daughters were the Marianne Kahn. They were older girls.
Uh-huh.
They were 16, 17 in Europe, 16, 17, 18, 19, you know, mates.
Right, yeah.
So, when my Zadie got sick, he passed away. He left the six children with no income at all.
He never remarried.
My grandfather passed away.
He never remarried.
So the rabbis knew him as Rabbi Iskel's son.
Mm-hmm.
They gave messages like to just to be hus and wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And that man used to take people from one town to the other.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to he brought to the rabbis from the next town that Israel's granddaughter, they're not orphans and they need husbands. So they sent to the Spitznitzer rabbi. His wife came, looked over my Tante Malka, and he liked her, so he sent his wife. She came, And it was a sugar.
Okay.
Means
Right.
they were likable. And they got married. Then he sent to the Linitsa. That was the next town from where they were born. And the other rabbi sent his wife. She should look at the color. And my tante, no, first was my tante Frieda, the one that got married before. Then they sent to Spitzenitz, that was my tante Malte. She married my uncle Achmir, he was a rabbi's son. Then he sent down to Somervik, that's a little town close there, to the rabbi. And the rabbi got a man, a very rich man, a very wealthy man, and a very pious man. And he told him the rabbi's granddaughter is orphan, is an orphan now, and he wants her to marry. So they also, his mother went, it was a shiva, they got married. That was
The third daughter.
no, the second, Feder
Feder and Malka.
and Malka. Now, a businessman from Dasher came in, and the rabbi liked him very much. That was Uncle Zindel, Tante Shifra's first husband. And he was an older man, but he was a very wealthy man. And the rabbi thought that this was a good shidduch because in Europe,
Yeah,
they
you're
were
right.
all pious people, and he was a very pious man, my uncles in all of our shul. He was a marvelous person. He had a son as old as my tante Shifra. My tante Shifra was beautiful. And
Was she redheaded too when she was young?
no, she was
None of them
dark.
were.
And the Bela was a
Had the
redhead.
veil okay.
So he then over to Uncle Zindel. And the bazaar. See, every town had a bazaar once a week.
Yeah.
He came to the same town where they lived. And the rabbi came over to Uncle Zindel and he said, Leib Malamed's daughter, he passed away, and we have to find a husband for her because they have no means of living. So Uncle Zindel came in, the minute he saw her, she was gorgeous. So he married her immediately. He took her home with him. Then remained Tante Bela, my father, and his brother.
The boys were younger than the girls.
Youngest.
The two youngest were the
So
boys.
they were little, they were
Uh-huh.
about 14, 12,
Uh-huh.
very little. So my Tante Bela was about 12, 14 years old. So my Tante Malte took my Tante Bela down to Odessa with her.
Uh-huh.
See, because my Tante Malte
This,
moved to Odessa.
okay, now let's get some the town's Liebowitz was near Kiev. What town?
Lipovitz.
Lipovitz, where was it near?
It was near Venus. You
Venus.
wouldn't know anyway.
But what was the big city around
This
nearest?
was
Was it
a
in
big city.
Ukraine?
This was, yes,
It was
this
in
was a
Ukraine.
big city. This was a big city. This was
Okay, how far was it from Kiev?
like a state. That Lipovitz is a big city. It
Uh-huh.
was like a state.
Okay.
Lipovitz, oh yes, we call it a Russian.
Okay.
But Kiev was the, like they wrote,
The big area.
Kiev was in Lipovitz, oh yes. Lipovitz was a big city.
Okay.
They called it Russian Gorod.
Okay.
So he then he saw my tante Shifra. He didn't even think. He just told the rabbi that he'd like to marry her right now if she's willing to marry him and take him home
Okay, so
with him. And she did. She took him down to the city where my mother lived.
which city was that?
Dasher.
That was Dasher.
Dasher. That's where my mother lived. My mother was from a very wealthy family. Then the two,
How many brothers and sisters did, what was her
there
last
were
name?
four.
What was her last name?
Vernick.
No, before she was Vernick. What was her mother's last name? Her
My
maiden
mother's
name.
Kushner.
She was Kushner.
Yeah.
And she had four sisters?
No, my mother had two sisters and two brothers.
Two,
There were
so there
five
were five in
children.
the family.
And
And was she in the oldest or the
all
youngest?
brothers were in Canada, two of them.
They had already migrated to
Yeah,
Canada.
they were in Canada.
And they were
But
older than she was.
my mother had two younger sisters, Manya and Fanya.
And two older brothers.
Two older brothers
Also, she
were
was
in
a
the
widow.
United States. She was the middle brother. Well, anyway, my father was at little. So they didn't know what to do with the two boys. Tante Bela went with Tante Malka to Odessa. And my father and my uncle Shirl had no place to go. So Shoemaker, at home, they're very good natured. And everybody's pious. Everybody. There isn't a Jew that isn't pious. If he isn't pious, he can't live in the city. They throw him out. So, anyway, so that Shoemaker took the two boys under his supervision, and he was taking care of the boys. And till about, my father was about 18 years old. Then he went to visit my Tante Shipra, and he remained with her. She had four sons. My uncle Ziegler had four sons from his first wife. His first wife was my mother's cousin. So when my mother came to see Tante Shipra, she met my father.
I see.
And she met my father, so they began to go out. My Bobby, may her soul rest in peace, she should forgive me. She didn't like him because he was a shoemaker. And a
What was her
shoemaker
name?
was a client, Heimerica.
Oh, so I'm named for her.
Yeah, your name for her. So she didn't like my father because he's a shoemaker. And my father was a very handsome man, very handsome boy, very handsome boy. So, but my mother, she had different plans for my mother. Jew didn't have to pick a husband. They pick it for you, as a fact. My Tante Malka, Tante Fanny,
They
Tante,
didn't have anything to say
they,
about it.
not at all. In fact, they never took her home.
That's it.
So my father liked my mother. My mother
That's what
was
we should do with my daughter,
a
Terry. I'll find her husband and say, "This is it, Terry. Right, go."
And my mother was a very beautiful girl.
She was
Very,
a
very
very
pretty.
beautiful
She'd have
woman.
seen the pictures, so she was a
I bet
girl.
she was a very beautiful
So
woman.
my father was very good looking too. So the two of them got together. They began to go out under the mill. That's where
By themselves.
under the mill by themselves. And my Bobby didn't like it because nice girl does not go to night club with boys by themselves.
On the
So
hill, right.
she really protested. But the idea is my mother said that she would not marry anybody else but him. And she married my father. And she married my father. My grandmother's under. She should forgive me. She didn't want to know about her.
So she said
She
sugar?
was. No,
No.
she didn't marry a Gentile. Gentile, you know, said sure. But now that she married a Jewish man, although he was a Jewish boy, and he was a pious boy.
I thought anytime they didn't like something,
Hi.
hi, it's
How you
nice.
doing?
How are you?
Good.
I'm good. Oh,
Hey, how are
my
you?
mother.
The last time we met, it was
How
gone
do you
because of
feel?
the circumstances.
That's right. I don't think I
Fine.
even remember. I
No.
probably forgot everything that both you.
Oh.
That's a mama.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. So they ran away together?
They did not run away. My Bobby made a wedding. They
But
got married.
how about your mother's father?
She didn't have nothing. My father
Oh,
died
her
before.
father died, but
And
he left
my
her mother.
grandma took care of the
He left
business.
your what business was it?
He took care of, see, in Europe, a rich boy owns the town. It was a small town, that's it. And everybody paid the taxes to him. And he had the fields and the orchards and everything. My grandfather used to supervise
I
those
see.
It
The one
depends
that
on
you
the
see,
level of working. Yeah, he was the one, because that man was so stupid. The one I owned the town, but he did not come from a cent to a foot, believe me.
From his ass to his elbow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my grandfather used to do that. And my grandfather passed away. My grandma took over.
Oh, really?
She had two daughters.
But
if
they allow her
to
do that?
Oh, he didn't have anybody else.
Oh, really?
He
thought he
knew
everything. Okay.
Sure. So she was taking care of it. That's why she was independent. She was a rich lady, and she didn't want to have a shoemaker in the family. That's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
So my mother said she wouldn't go with anybody else. She won't listen to her, and she wants to get married. So she had to marry her father. So my mother, she gave birth to Yanko, to her father.
Yeah.
Then, about 11 months later, 2 years later, she gave birth to me. She gave birth to me, and my father didn't make a good living. So my mother came to her for help.
Yeah.
So she gave us such a hard time. She forgive me. She gave us such a hard time that she had to move away, 4 towns away.
So what
she
town did they move to? They had been living
he
in...
moved to Bakhmutka.
Oh, so they had been living in Dachau.
Dachau.
And they moved then to Bakhmutka.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
They moved
which
there.
Was 4 towns away, but still in the same area.
Yeah, well, it was almost this, yes, but it was a different state.
It was not Kiev.
That was a bit of a state.
Okay.
Instead of Lipovitz.
Okay, so there was
still
Kiev, Lipovitz, huh?
Still in
Kiev,
yeah. Okay, so it was all
the same.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah.
The same state.
Okay.
Another province or a different county.
Okay.
He's describing a county.
I see. Is there a Kiev county as well as a Kiev province?
It's all within
the province. So that they lived in two different sections in two different counties of the same province. Okay. So then Leibowitz.
My father began to make shoes and go on the bazaars. And began to sell the shoes.
Oh,
and then they began to sell a little bit of living.
Then
because he had people working for him. And then he went on the bazaar, so he made more money.
So you had then
so,
Eva was born?
No. Eva was born to she was younger than myself, 3 years. But they made it 3 years that Eva was born.
Okay, she was a twin though, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was a twin with a boy.
Yeah, and
passed
the boy needed
a few months.
Yeah.
The boy passed away.
Okay.
Anyway, when he began, then they lived there for about 7 years. Then he went bankrupt. They gave him bad material. And then he saw that it was not good. And all the customers that bought the shoes brought them back. So he was forced to run away to the United States.
I see.
Otherwise, they would have put him to jail.
I see.
So he went away to the United States. And the night he left, I never forget it. I was a baby.
Well, that was 7 years after they had moved there. So then Eva had already been born.
Yeah.
And Sam. And
Eva. Yeah.
Okay. How many years was there between Eva and Sam?
About a year and a half.
And between Sam and Eva?
About 2 years.
So it was except for
Eva. They have no perfection there.
Yeah, but it was between.
Happens.
Yeah, but between you and Dad, you and my father, there were 3 years.
2 years. 2 and a half, almost 3 years.
Okay. So go ahead.
So when my father left the United States, my mother made me the supervisor. I had to bolt the door. We had big bolts. Yeah, I had to bolt the door.
How old were you?
Me?
Yeah, you were about 10 then.
Yeah.
Really were a little girl.
I was about 18 years old.
And
so
why
I
did
took
you
the responsibility of taking care
of the household.
The husband.
Yeah, how about your
you have the picture.
What
And
did
you
your
got a
mother
picture,
do?
but
What did your mother
did
do?
you have the picture? You had the picture of us.
Yeah,
That
right.
was only 2 years, but my father was in the United
Okay.
States, and he took that picture. My mother received a picture from the United States from my father. He used to have a big red beard. He shaved it off, and he had a derby on. He had a beautiful coat. He looked like a young man. So my mother got jealous. And she took a picture and she sent him a picture to show you shouldn't forget that he's a father of five children.
But now let's see. He left in what year?
Do I remember?
No, but about you were about 8 years
Oh,
old.
about, I don't know,
You were about
about 1914. Six
before the
months
war?
6 months before the World War
He
broke out.
left 6 months
6 months
before the
before the
war
world,
broke out.
first World
Okay,
War, yeah.
okay.
That I know. So anyway, he had no money for my
Yeah,
father.
so what did your mother do?
Well, me and your father used to go to a village not about 3 miles from our house. And we had a big stick, and we used to carry milk. And my mother used to sell the milk.
I see.
Whatever milk was left.
Don't
Don't worry, she'll fix it.
so go ahead. I usually have
It's all right.
yeah, no problem. Go ahead.
So whatever that was left, my mother used to make cheese.
Oh, she made it herself.
Yeah, she made cheese, she made butter, she made cream, and we used to sell it to the
The
people.
dairy
And
products.
that's what we made a living from. Then I learned how to sew.
How old were you when you learned to sew?
About 10.
But
Because
this was then the war,
it was, yeah, it was too hard for us to go twice a day, 3 miles, me and your father. So my mother thought she'll give your father. Your father got into a place where they were making tobacco. But the Tsar didn't know about it because tobacco used to have a band
Yeah,
around,
I see you.
and nobody was allowed to break it unless you
Paid the
buy in the
tax.
store and they break it for you. So they used to get the leaves. Your father sat in a little room and they bought him a machine and used to cut the tobacco and used to make packages. And it was then about 11. He used to bring it out to different towns and sell it to other
I
people.
see.
And that's what my mother lived from. Then one
The
day,
war was going on,
yeah,
and were
then
they
the
in with the
revolution,
war?
yeah, then the revolution started.
Well, it was still the war in Europe. It was no bother, but it was when the revolution started that you started having
It's
trouble.
a revolution. And the revolution was there. They had women again now. So one night, a man knocked on the door, this Jewish boy, and he said to my mother, I was always a big girl, I was never a baby. And he said to my mother, you have a girl and she's beautiful, I want her. So my mother yelled to me, Dolly, Yasha Bushka is going to catch you. His mother, see, in Europe, they don't call you by second name, they call you by your father's or mother's name. His mother's name was Bushkin. So she, Yasha Bushkin, wants to catch him. So I took a pillow and I pushed out the window. And I ran out and behind ditches. So I went into the ditch. And that's how I saved myself. You can't have money.
Oh, well, tell me about after you came
What?
to the States.
But I came to the States, we had a terrible idea. That is something that would take more than a day to tell. See,
Let's see.
we couldn't come
During
in to the
the
States
pogrom,
during the pogrom.
where did you go?
Where did we go? During the pogrom, we ran out of the house and everybody for himself.
Yeah,
We
right.
didn't know about my mother, we didn't know about the children,
Yeah.
we didn't know from each other at all. I was by a boy, by a gentleman on the roof. And I had it like, but their roofs are made of straw. So you move one bundle, and they made a space where the people came in, Jewish people came in and hide themselves.
Uh-huh.
And when I was up there, I heard my mother talk. But he had a lot of soldiers there. So I heard my mother talk, and all of a sudden she stopped talking. So I told her that one of the soldiers killed her. And there were about 20 people there.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to cry. So they then put a handkerchief in my mouth. I shouldn't cry. And when I was there from Saturday night to Thursday afternoon, we went to a bathroom, we didn't have no water, we didn't have nothing. And we didn't miss nothing. We didn't miss a thing.
Yeah.
And then the coin came up and he turned the straw. He told us we can go out. The bank is away. So we walked out, and I said to him, Shimko, where is my mother? What happened to her? He says, my mother made herself a very tight skirt, a shirt.
Yeah.
Like the, you see, the pageants have their shirts, and that the skirt picked up.
Yeah.
And they just the skirt, the shirt shows.
Yeah.
So she done that. So the soldiers thought that she was a Polachka,
uh-huh.
a Polar.
Yeah.
So they told her to go. And then at the other store, they made sugar. So she'd go and get herself sugar. So she left. He told me that your mother left because they told her to get sugar.
Uh-huh.
And then we came in the middle of town, was a space.
Uh-huh.
The shoe, the cementless, the clothes, now all the synagogues. And there's a big space there, and all the people that were saved just to get out there, there we used to meet.
Uh-huh. So you met your mother?
So I came out, and as I came out, I saw my mother.
Okay.
So then you're looking for Yanto, you're looking for Selma, you're looking for Rita. A boy, a pageant came up, a big, tremendous wagon. And you had all little children there, like little ducks.
Yeah.
And between them, I saw Ethan. So we were already three together, mama, your father, and myself. We're looking for Eva and Zoma. And we take a look, Zoma's going, all dressed up. The people that were robbing, dressed him up in a beautiful suit because he looked very beautiful. He's a very gorgeous person.
Yeah.
So he came out all dressed up. And he came over and he said he was wheeling the horses. They told he was a Gentile boy.
Uh-huh.
He was wheeling the horses for the Cossacks.
Huh.
And that's how he had someone. So where it is, River? He didn't know who she was. The next day, we find her. So we're already together. I can't talk anymore.
How did you go ahead, though?
No, I can't talk.
Well, did you have to even leave for...
I don't feel good, and this brings me terrible memories.
Yeah.
Can't talk
anymore. You came to the United States about 3 years later?
We came to the United States 6 years later.
6 years later.
Sure.
Okay. You left the town and you went to Poland. And you lived in Poland?
We didn't go to Poland. You went to Russia. I left mother on the other side of the border.
Uh-huh.
I was then 10 or 11 years old. And they smuggled me into Poland.
I see. Just you went to Poland?
Just me alone. And I wrote my father that we were all in Poland.
Uh-huh.
And he should send us money.
Yeah, for passage.
Me, my life. The men that brought me in to Poland, we went into a cafeteria and we were sitting and my luggage next to me and the agent. See, my father sent the agent for us. He gave him $1,000.
Oh, really?
And he should look for us and bring us to Poland. From Poland, we worked it out.
Yeah.
So I was sitting and having a cup of tea. And the agent was sitting by a different side and he said to me, Dolly, if a soldier comes over A policeman comes over and he asks you for their your federal passport, otherwise you can't even walk in the street. Ask you for the passport. Try to make up any story you want, but don't say I'm here with you.
Okay.
Leave everything and tell them whatever you want, as long as you should get out of the street.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it. And it was winter, it was cold. So I took my coat. So he comes over and he says to me,
Passport.
in Polish, he says to me, I beg of you to give me your passport. So I told him, Ja nie govorim po polsku, ja govorim po rusku. So he says to me, if you speak Russian, where is your passport? I said, my father just walked down. God help me. I was smacking or something a time before. I said, my father just walked out with the passports. I'll leave my luggage with you. Now go out and I know where my father is, and you'll bring in the passport, his and mine. I walk out and it's pushcarts, a big street of pushcarts. I walk and I cry, and every tear freezes on my face. I walk and I walk, and I don't know, you're not allowed in Europe. You're not allowed to turn back.
Yeah, great.
And you turn back, you're guilty. So somebody will say, what are you looking for? And I didn't even know if I wanted to go back. I didn't know where to go
Yeah, right. You
because
didn't know where
I
one
don't
postcard
know.
looks like another?
I don't know where which house I came
Yeah.
out. So I'm going and I'm crying and I walk. I must have walked for about an hour and a half. All of a sudden, I hear a lady say to me, are you a chemist girl?
They knew you.
One of the ladies says to me, are you a chemist girl? Gee, you grew, you got bigger. I turn around, I says, I don't know you. And there you're afraid
Yeah,
that we
right,
are
sure.
cash. So I says, I don't know you, lady, and I don't want to answer you. She says, don't be afraid because I'm Shmuel Yarker's Adam's sister. Know what I mean?
So somebody that you knew.
His son is married to her sister. And she says, Shmiljaka.
You knew who that
So I
was.
know what it was. I
That
didn't
was
even
somebody who
call
lived
it.
in
She
the
says, my name is Malka. I know your mother very well. And I know you, but you were a little girl then. And now you're a big girl. And she says, Maya is waiting for you in the Rovna Kretschmer, in the Rovna, the place there. So I have a favorite teller. She says, don't be afraid, tell me. Because some family from my town was leaving for Warsaw and they had false passports.
Oh, I see. So that you
So
could
she
go.
says to me, oh, don't be afraid. She says, please be frank with me because I'm not misleading you. I'm Malcolm.
Yeah.
I'm Shmuel Yarker's
Yeah.
sister. The sister, I want you please tell me. So I began crying, and she took me to the house there.
But you were all alone. Your mother and
because
my
I wasn't
father
Russian
and
yet. They were on the other,
they were
side of the
still,
border,
but
the
you
other
were right
side of the
at the
border.
border.
There you go, boy. The family that was there was from my town.
So
And
they
I
were
came
just
in and
in.
I saw Gissy, I saw them. So I felt better, but I was going with them when I was flying. I had
Yeah.
no other alternative.
Yeah, right.
I did that. That was the only chance for me
Right.
to do. And when I saw them, I was very happy. And they took me in, and they were going away to Warsaw to take the visa. They had the regular passports, so the false passports were locked.
So you could use
So I
those.
took one passport. And I slept over there. The one like this, you weren't allowed to sleep over in someone
Right.
else's house
Yeah, unless
unless
you
you
was
registered at the police
right. Yeah.
station. So I took my passport and I already felt better. In the
Sure.
morning, I walked out, I took a bath, and I felt better. And I said, I have to go to the house to let my father know, the
Yeah.
men know, he should tell my father
Yeah.
that I'm in Brovna, I'm there in Poland. And I wrote him a letter that we are in Poland. I didn't write, I'm alone in
Yeah.
Poland, but we are in Poland and we have to have more money. And I asked the supervisor of the director from the Hayas. They took me down to the Hayas section, and I told them that the story, how I smuggled in and everything. And I says, my mother is still on the other side, and I don't want my mother smuggled because she's a very thin, very frail person. It would be too much walking for her. I don't want her to walk. I want her passport. She should come legally into Rotterdam. So he sent me to Way Detector, and he charged me $50 for a passport.
Oh,
And my mother came in. Yep. So your father need a passport. I need the passport. I really need a passport.
but the younger
But
Sam need to
he
be.
and Sam were with mom in the same
I
place, but
say
it's
that's
a
all.
long delay. They should learn it well. So they bought, so I paid $150 for three
Boy, where
passports.
did you get the money?
My
Oh,
father
your
gave
father
him
gave you to leave.
$1,000,
I see. So he
but he
gave you.
never so honest. He spent $500. He came into my mother and he told her, Mrs. Wernick, so you blame Philip in the dollar, this for expensive in the dollar. This belongs to you.
That was very nice of
Take
you.
it. Very Europe, it's different. It's not like here. He says, this is your money. You can do whatever you
So
want.
she did have
So
some
you
money.
already had money for the
Yeah,
passports.
right.
So my mother came over with her father, Oliver, and Nico. It's a long delay with you. It's almost as long as you. And they came over, and we were together already. Then you had to stay 2 years. Then he went to Washington. Then we were already in Poland. He went to Washington. He was a citizen because he didn't want to participate in the war, so he couldn't become a citizen. So he went to Washington with a letter that I wrote him, and he read it to them. And he took the deed of his house, and he took his bangle, and showed him he has money, and he said, we're gonna have to support us, and he'd like very much to bring us to the United States. So they gave him the first papers.
I see. So he
And
was
the
able.
first papers has to be 3 years old. He had to stay in Poland for 2 years. Then he will ever come to the United States.
So you had to stay there 2 years
He
more.
still got a boss over 2 years.
Has this been going for, I don't know, is it still going?
I can't live no more.
Well, you go for it.
That's the most I can
Okay,
do.
let's turn this
I
door
can't.
for a moment.
Okay. Come on now. Stay. What do you want to say now?
Okay, he had to wait 2 years to bring you over.
Yeah.
So all in all, how much time passed? He left right before the Second World War, right? So that was a little before 1914.
About 66 months
Before the
before the Second World
yeah.
War.
So then, when you finally you lived in Poland then for 2 years, and all of you together.
Oh,
Yes.
yes.
So that was and in Poland, Sam was saying that he and Daddy worked in barns and cleaned out and did horses and such.
That wasn't at home when they were little.
Oh, really? When they were small,
Ah, that was
he
in
said he learned
Europe.
how to.
That's how he helped support my mother. Like we used to bring the milk. After we brought the milk, Sam was, there was a place where they made corn, but
A
the
mill,
mill went by with
with the horses,
horses. So Sam used to wear with the horses, they should run faster. And your father used to cut straw for the horses for food.
So this was after they brought the milk in.
That was when we were children.
Yeah, right.
Then your father was a little boy when he done that.
Oh, so he was
Then
before
before
he
he
was in
was cutting the
1916.
tobacco.
Yeah, before he started cutting the tobacco.
So
That's when they learned to ride horses.
being that they so that we can cut the straw for the horses so well. So the people that were adding the tobacco smuggled. So that these are good subjects for cutting the tobacco.
I see.
It cost them cheaper.
Sure.
And he sat in a little room and used to cut the tobacco. But he began to cut straw for the
I
horses
see.
first.
I see.
And then Sam used to whip
With the
the horses.
horses.
They should run faster.
Yeah.
They should come out
Yeah, so
more.
he was really little. He was what, 7 or 8 when he
Why? He
was
was six, seven, eight.
born?
No, 5 or 6 years old, and he was whipping the horses, and he was
Then,
working,
so
getting
daddy
them
must have
money.
been what,
Yeah,
11 or
he must
12?
have about 11, yeah.
Yeah. And then when you got to Poland, did he work on a farm or something, daddy?
No, we always been working on a farm. When he got bigger, we worked on the fields,
So in Poland, you worked in
dried
the fields.
beets. The beets were
Oh, the
growing.
sugar
We were
beets.
trying to help the beets clean around.
Right.
So we used to take my mother and put her in one line, and I took a line in your
Yeah,
father.
right.
Then we met my mother. We worked up all line. She didn't do nothing. She was just standing. But she got paid for the day.
Sure.
So we worked up to our line,
Yeah.
and I went to a different line, and your grandma went to a different line to stay there till I come back and work it up to her. And then your father came up, and he had to go to work up his. So he said, getting two to get paid. We three got paid for. We worked in the fields by the sugar beets.
Yeah, but Eva and
That was
Sam
after
and
we sold the milk. In the
that was the
morning, we used
same.
to carry on the
Oh, so
milk.
this was still before you were in Poland.
Oh, sure, before your father started carving tobacco, that happened.
Okay, but
Then
now.
he cut tobacco, he made more money.
So that he didn't have to do
He
the
didn't have
fields.
to do it no more. See, he used to bring more money. And then when I learned how to sell, we used to get instant money. We got corn or wheat.
Yeah.
Potatoes, we got
Right.
food
It,
instead.
yeah.
Then we were already rich people. We had food in the house.
Yeah. It
Sure.
was pretty terrible times.
Yeah.
But then when you got to Poland, what did you do? What city did you live in?
Really, the Warsaw.
You were in the town of Warsaw,
Yeah, you
so
were
you
in the
lived in the
city of
ghetto,
Warsaw.
or
Out of town. That's a big,
I know,
tremendous
I
city.
know it is.
Beautiful,
Yeah,
tremendous city.
yeah.
We were there because my father sent us $2,000.
So you had enough to eat
Except
on.
the $500 we had left.
Sure.
So we had enough money to live
Oh,
in
good.
luxuries. Then
Yeah.
your father was shorter than I always. But as soon as we went to Poland, began to receive money from city, and see the money from city. And overnight, your father grew up to be a tall
So
fella.
I guess he was, daddy was about 14 or 15 when he got to
When you were
Warsaw.
Warsaw, he was about 14. I was 12, he was 14.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he grew up.
Yeah, like suddenly they
You know,
grew
the
that much.
pressure that he didn't have to work and he had everything to eat. And my mother got dressed like a lady.
And
You
what
saw
did you
the
do?
picture.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He didn't do
Well,
nothing. They didn't let us work at
you didn't
all.
work. So for 2 years.
Warsaw people wouldn't permit us to work. They
I
don't
see you
carry
didn't have
rents.
I see you didn't have any work permits.
No, but do you not need no permit out of work? They just wouldn't give you work because you're an immigrant,
I
that's
see.
all.
They simply
And
wouldn't
then
hire
they
you.
used to say, a person walks with immigrants. We don't know people, we were
Okay,
immigrants.
right.
And they wouldn't give you a job. So,
Yeah.
but we had
But you had enough to eat
money to
on.
live on. We lived like that. That's where life started. That's how
Really?
you
You had
get a
2 years,
living.
then
That's
that
why
was.
your father relaxed and the tobacco went out of his lungs. See?
And Uncle
And
Sam
he,
was
yeah.
how old then? About
He
12 or
must have
he's
been,
10?
no, he gets longer, you. Labor was then 3 years younger than myself. So when I was 11, she was
Eight.
eight. So he
And
was six.
yeah, because Sam was
Sam
about
was
seven.
about six. He was about
Five.
six or seven,
Yeah.
7 years.
Yeah, so they were still very little kids. So
Sure.
you had to wait in Warsaw for 2 years?
2 years.
But didn't you say something about going to France? Didn't you go to France for a while?
Where?
France.
No, we were in Cherbourg waiting for the ship
That was the only
to
thing.
take us to.
But that was the
So
only.
the agent sold our seats on a big ship.
Oh, really?
It was a No, money maker.
A believer.
And we had to wait 3 weeks for another ship to come.
Oh, so.
So as we were waiting for the ship to come, it took us for sightseeing, but we paid for it.
But you went to Paris?
So took me to Paris.
Oh, great.
And Berlin, and they took us down to Switzerland. But when he took us down to Switzerland, they told him that I said to your father, I don't feel like going home. Let us sit in the train, let them go. We look around, we go out by the train, we look around, I don't want to go into town. Sure enough, they came in, their clothes were like from a cow's mouth.
Oh, really?
They all disinfected them all.
Oh, boy.
And they came and they couldn't see the town because the disinfection took too long.
Oh,
so they couldn't see the town anyway.
Oh,
and they came in with crushed clothes and they didn't see town anyway. So I said to my brother, to your father, I said, see, it's a good thing that we didn't go. See but how it would have come out?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have seen nothing anyway. So then when the brothers were to Paris, they told us we put us into lovely restaurant, and he said, you order anything you want. So they were with the impression that the agent is paying for it. So they ordered big meals, and not a spread. I said to your brother, we saw a first time at tall glass with a drink with a straw in it. I was asking, so so I said to your brother, you know, we let them eat. Actually, maybe it's not kosher anyhow. So let's not eat. But let's say this can be great because it's just
it's milk.
It's some milk with something nice, and it's in a glass.
Yeah.
And the spoon happens to be a plastic spoon.
Yeah.
Actually, the spoon isn't the spoon that could be used for everything else.
Yeah, so think so.
So let's have this. So we had ice cream sodas. And when it came to get out, he told us we can't get out. We have to pay for what we ate.
Oh, boy.
So for us, it was no problem.
Yeah.
It was 10 cents each.
Yeah, but you had
10 francs, no?
Yeah.
So we paid 20 francs.
But how about Bobby? Isn't there...
No, she didn't.
Oh,
she was with Tita. She was with Ita and Jason and you and Zelma.
I see. So just you and Daddy went?
Just me and Daddy.
I see.
Yeah, so, just me and around though.
The only just two. The two of you.
And then he came to the elevator.
Oh, do it. I guess you were 16 or the...
You know. So and now I'm very curious. I always wanted to see everything. So before that, I said, uncle, let me sit by the window. You sit over here. He says, no, you start to look out. But when he looked out, he says, you're riding on the roof, I'm afraid. So I said, so we changed. I sat out by the window, and he sat on the other side. But when we came into the restaurant, it was so gorgeous. We were never in a restaurant before.
Uh-huh.
We never saw such a big, stinking city. Paris was very stinky then. Very dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Berlin is beautiful.
Oh, really?
Clean. They should don't need to up there.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so clean. It was so clean. It was so clean. So in Paris, Berlin, you walked around and enjoyed it. But Paris was dirty. So he said to us, you want to see something wonderful? So he was surprised to hear what can be more wonderful than riding on the roof. So he took us down to a basement in a big department store. That impressed us. That impressed me.
Yeah.
He impressed very much. See all the clothes hanging, beautiful stuff, you know. That impressed me. But your father was afraid to sit by the window.
Yeah.
And you're going back. I didn't even ask him. And I liked it. I can see all the things. And I can see that, what do you call it? The
Eiffel Tower.
Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And we were there for about 3 hours ago. There 3 weeks, seven to one. But we came to Switzerland, I didn't want to go out.
Yeah.
And I thought a very good thing because they came in and that clothes looked like from a cow's mouth. It looked terrible.
Then you came to the US and Zeta was there to meet you?
Well, when he came to the U.S., we had to stay 15 days on the water on 42nd Street because our asylum was overpacked. Oh,
I
really? Asylum was a rough time. We couldn't get into the United
So you had to
States. We
wait.
couldn't go walk. So my father used to come every day to see us on the ship. And then we came to this island and they examined River and they gave us an interview and they looked at your hair and everything to see if you're not lousy or something. And everything was fine, but they asked River what ship she came in, but she said, Kyokani. So they told her she's sick, that she has a bad throat. They put her in the hospital,
Oh dear.
and she was there for 14 days.
Oh dear.
So my father came to see her, and they wouldn't let him out. He says, what's the matter with you? Your son, very good. How come you don't want, they don't want to let you out? She says, Schwarze bring over the food, so she hates to touch it. That's why she don't eat. They thought she was sick and she don't want to eat.
Oh,
But she didn't want to eat because the Schwarze brought it over.
it was not
So
kosher.
she couldn't eat it. And every time they came over, she was vomiting. Looking at them, she was vomiting. So my father asked her, why don't she eat? She said, because the Schwarze bring over the food and she hates to touch it. So he went over to one of the supervisors there and he told them, he says, look, she is not sick. Let a white man bring over the food. You'll see how nice she'll double it then. Sure enough, they let him out. So for 14 days, and they didn't give you beds. They gave you springs and blankets. So we took all the blankets and put it on my mother's bed. She was very thrilled, very thin. So we put it on my mother's bed, she should be comfortable. We slept on the mattresses. Now I was a chubby girl. So I got myself into the mattresses, and every time I had to get up, I never forget it. I slept on a mini mattress, and I had to put on the mattress, and I couldn't hide me, my body ached me. So my father came, and I told him, I said, touch me. I'm full of bumps. So, and I was fat. I was full of bumps. I had something to pull. So then he went to the supervisor and he said, look, my child is not sick. She just hates to eat because the Schwarze gave it to her. So please do me a favor and examine him again and let him get out. Look at my daughter. He broke me open because my mother was so thin. And put her on a mattress, she'd break her bones.
Then did you go to Jamaica directly? That's the house that you lived in.
Then my father took me to New York the first time.
Oh, really, to Manhattan?
Oh, I thought I was going to drop there. The
Where'd you go to
buses,
the East
baby.
Side?
He took me down to Bleecker Street.
Oh,
Filthy,
really?
dirty. Walls are so clean and beautiful. So I said, I don't want to stay here. And the food didn't taste good. The European food is much tastier.
Well, the vegetables are
Everything is
real
much
delicious.
tastier. Maybe it'll be enough for today.
Perfect. So, you got here in 1925 or 1927?
1923,
1923.
September 22nd, 1927. Yeah, Jesse's birthday.
September 22nd, 1923.
That's how I got. They didn't believe me. I'm 62 years old, and I wanted to retire. So what I gave, so they asked me in the Social Security office if I remember the ship I came in. I told them the ship. And I told them the year, and I told them the day. And it came in, they said, Mrs. Wasserman, you surely have a wonderful life. I remember, so that while I was, I may say, a child. Because
Did
they were
you go to
wonderful.
school here?
Went to night school.
All of you went to night school to learn English?
Me and your father, the seventh, the public
Oh,
school.
they went
And
to the regular,
Rita,
they went to the
she
regular
graduated
public
from
school.
public school, she graduated
How
business school.
school were
She
you?
ran from one class to the other.
She went
And
right
you
through very
know,
quickly.
she ran into one area, and she was there maybe not even a term. They skipped her. And she came into the second grade, and they skipped her again. She made the public school in 2.5 years.
So she went right through to
And
the
she went
eighth
to
grade.
business school. She went to business
And
school.
then she went to
I
business.
paid for it.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Yeah.
Because
Franz business school, I said, that's it.
you had to go to the factory immediately. Yeah, and Eva with you. How about Sam? Will he get apprenticed immediately
Well,
to
he went to continuation school.
to
He
night
couldn't
school?
go into school. No, a continuation school. Not like now. It's a daytime. It's
I see.
like public school. But being he was a poor boy, and you couldn't sit on the benches. So my father paid a lawyer $50. He should go in continuation school. So he went to continuation school.
So he finished up the eighth grade also. So that was pretty good. But you and Eva went into the factory immediately.
No, Eva also went to school.
She's
Continuation.
also into continuation.
Continuation.
So then all of you got something with everything.
Yes.
Yeah. So then Daddy was apprenticed to a paper hanger.
Your father was a paper hanger, made $90 a week then.
Yeah.
$90 a week.
Yeah. And I remember how much he made in 1940, 1941, and
No, let's
1942.
not bring that up.
Yeah. I
But
bet
then
you were lucky then. Yeah.
that accident fixed in my life.
It was not the accident. There was the depression that was really
A
caused.
depression and the accident. Oh.
Oh, no,
That's how
the
you
accident.
came to sell soda, because of the depression.
That's right.
That's how you worked on the
Yeah.
southern
Yeah, I remember the
area.
newsstand they had.
Yeah,
There were,
newspaper. Whatever.
this was, you don't know
Let's
Brooklyn.
not get into this topic.
The corner of Amboy and Pitkin,
Yeah.
all of the murders
You
were
remember?
made.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, I remember it. Jerry telling me about that.
My father would work the newsstand for the night shift, and my mother would work it during the day shift. But she
Everybody.
had to come pick us up at school.
My
So
brother Sam worked, I worked, Max worked,
she picked
everybody.
out the arsonist to take care of the stand because she knew that he was not a thief. He was an arsonist. That was his profession. He would never lower himself to steal the 20 cents from the newsstand. So he took care of the stand while she came and picked up the kids and brought it back to the house. It was, yeah, it was, let's hope it doesn't come again with Mr. Regan.
Let's not go into that.
But then you went to Mexico at one point.
I was in
When
Mexico once,
did you
1928.
go? As late as after
So
you were
as
born.
soon as I was, as soon as I was eligible for my first papers.
Oh, I see. You wait for your first papers.
I waited 6 years till I was eligible for my first
Oh,
papers.
right. Yeah.
As soon as I got my first papers, I went to Mexico.
Daddy and Mama were married in 1924. Your father, my father.
One of my cousins, may have saw us in peace, she should forgive me. She says, nice girls don't go to Mexico. She must have gone to Mexico because she's going to get ready to a baby. So your mother said, I hope my Claire and my Rhoda should grow up such a children like Dolly is. You have a hell of a goal to say a thing like
That was
that.
nice of him.
I really wish, she says, from the bottom up, I can swear, I'm swearing by a dead
Yeah.
person that your mother put in place. She says, I wish that my children will grow up, my Claire and Rhoda, they should be just as bad as Dolly is. I'll be very
Yeah.
She
Yeah, my
said.
mother had a big neck. Nobody put anything over on neck or down.
Yeah, she shadowed off in the
Trembled.
living. She says, Dolly will be home soon and she won't come to the baby. Don't worry.
When did you meet Max?
I met
What
Max
did
in 1928 or seven. I came from
you
Mexico.
came back from
I
Mexico?
didn't want to go to anybody. I was very disappointed because I brought my boyfriend here. I spent $500.
Oh
And the sisters for busing me before
Oh, they
I
knew
was
what he
even
was
engaged
supposed
to
to.
him.
Yeah, they had it all worked out
We
for you.
took marriage license. We about to get married. And as soon as he went to Boston, the sister went to complain. She had a rich girl waiting for him. They didn't go to Mexico to bring him. I gave the $500 to smuggle him into the United States. They didn't bother. The system went all over the United States for trips, but she didn't bother. And I told her. And they said, you know, they were saying they had different plans for him. I said, sure, but I spend my money, my time, my health. And I smuggled in on my money to the United States. Now you're the bosses over here. And you have a girl with money and you want him. But you went all United States. You didn't think of going to Mexico to see your brother.
Yeah.
But I brought your brother here. I says, I don't want nothing to do with a family like that.
No, okay.
Because my life is going to be miserable.
Sure.
I'll never be a boss.
Yeah.
You're always going to be a boss of a mean. I'll never be good enough for you.
Yeah.
I don't want you. Thank you. I
yeah.
don't want him.
Yeah.
And I don't even want my $500.
Yeah.
I said, let him crank it out. I said,
some investment
I said,
best forgot.
Let him have it.
Yeah.
My experience. I find out what family I'm going to go into, I'm better off. It's worth more than $500. Find out what junk you are, and
yeah.
I don't want you.
Yeah.
And I just left. And I said, you can, you already have marriage license. You get married.
Well,
I said,
so
you take that marriage, I brought, took my marriage license out of my pocket. I said, you can take that marriage license, and you can do whatever you want with them.
Yeah.
I don't want
yeah.
you. I don't want the marriage license, and I don't want your goddamn family.
Yeah,
that was a Boston. I came to Boston. I said, I don't want to have nothing to do with you people.
That was smart.
You'll be my boss. I said, oh, well, my, you're going to lead my life. And he let you. And every time you'll say, I could have married someone with money and not
yeah.
suffer. I said, let him have someone with money. So then in Paraguay, I go into a store with Isabel. And who was there?
Oh, it is. It's,
who was there? My grandma's
okay, that's the end of the recording. Whoops, nope, not the end of the recording.
Let's start this one. Oh, Dolly, the fact that you could come at all to the United States, the fact that you had.
Whoops, sorry.
Enough gumption to get out of Europe. Yeah, it was a very hard life, but it was well worth it.
Well, I hope I have lovely children.
And I think that, you know, I appreciate
it. I thought it was okay. I thought it was about to waste your one of the days they call for the table. And how was there? My grandpa.
Oh, really?
When Paraguay next was alive.
Uh-huh, that was before he died.
So I said I didn't tell Isabel nothing.
This was when Isabel was married.
Yeah,
oh.
Sure. That was about 3 years before she passed away.
Oh, okay.
And I see him, and I didn't want to end it up because Max was a sick man.
Yeah.
And I was so much younger than him, and I looked much better. I didn't want to know that I stole him. I didn't tell you about that change.
I did recognize
him. Yes, he said to me, hello, Don, how are you?
Oh, really?
I'm pleased about a way to offer you what you're doing. I'm prepared. I have a son. And my son is teaching them in Nova College of Technology.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I have a son. That's a professor. He's a little college in Nova. And he says, it is very well. I says, how are you? He says, fine. His wife died passed away. You married the second time. I said, you had any children? He says, no. I said, I am you. She looks like a very intelligent person. I said, but she is very good. And Elizabeth said, hey, Mama, let's go. I have no time. I did not tell her. Who were built with my person because I didn't want much.
Yeah, that is very common.
To know
Okay, I think that really is the end of the tape.